Let's go to Queensland now, where the first inquest has begun into the suicides of three teenagers who had been patients in a Brisbane mental health facility. The Barrett Adolescent Mental Health Centre was the only facility to provide long-term inpatient treatment for young people with complex mental illnesses, but the state government closed it in 2014. Our reporter Tim Swanston is at the opening day of the inquest in Brisbane.
This is a pretty remarkable and I think significant case here in Queensland that many people will remember, even in fact across the country. This was the state's only live-in mental health facility for young people with severe and complex mental illness, and it closed in 2014. There was a subsequent investigation by the ABC that in fact revealed that it was closed against the advice of its own experts. And in fact, its own experts said that patients would be at risk if this facility were to close. We also then found out that plans for another facility were actually scrapped by then the government in 2014. When these young people then died, a commission of inquiry was launched. We had some findings from that back in 2016. And that found that essentially a facility like this for young people is essential. And that's then led to the state government saying, look, we're earmarking $70 million for a new facility. And now we've got the coronial inquest into the deaths of these three people, which will hopefully inform how this new facility operates and what kind of services are absolutely essential for young people.
So, Tim, the first inquest is for Caitlin Wilkinson-Whittaker, and her mother is at the inquest today. Did she say anything publicly?
Look, it was a fairly emotional speech that she gave outside court today. As you can imagine, it's been an incredibly long and hard road for her. Her daughter attended the Barrett Centre from 2011 to 2014 and had very complex health issues. And as a part of all of this now, she's hoping that she's going to be able to get some answers. Here's what she had to say.
Really anxious, actually. I'm glad we're here, but there's so many ways I wish we weren't. It's been a really, really long, long, devastating process, and it's not over by any shot, because even what happens in the coroner's court and the hearing, what comes out of this, there is still a lot of work to do to make mental health appropriate and applicable for young people.
So, Tim, what exactly will this inquest be examining?
So, first and foremost, we're looking at the immediate circumstances surrounding the death of these three young people. That'll then help inform an understanding as to the impact of the closure on the centre of these young people. Then we're taking, I guess, a bit of a broader brushstroke. The coroner's going to be looking at the adequacy of the management of their clinical needs, and then for a view to look at opportunities to improve. So we've already started to begin hearing about, you know, what was Caitlin's transitional plan upon leaving the centre. Her mother, Justine, told us outside court that she's got a whole ream of things that she'd really like to see come out of this coronial inquest.
There's a whole stack of things I'd like to see, but that's a big one, this cooperation between service users or the adolescents, the sick people, and their carers and their clinicians, so that there's actually a sort of a scaffolding around these kids. They should not be expected to get themselves better with the help of a psychiatrist once a month or a psychologist once every 3 weeks or a doctor once every 2 weeks. It's just not happening.
So, Tim, this is the first inquest. It's for Caitlin Wilkinson-Whittaker. Is there any indication at this stage of how long it's expected to run for?
Yeah, Caitlin's inquest is listed for 3 days, including today. Then later on this month, we're going to be hearing about one of the other young people that died, and that'll be later in October from the 22nd to the 25th. Next month, we're then going to hear about another one of the young people that died, and later in December, we're going to be hearing, I guess, a bit of a wrap of all of the issues that have been uncovered across the three inquests, so that then they can start really hammering down those broader brushstrokes of how do we start to develop this new facility with the funding that's been earmarked from the state government, so that, of course, you know, Queensland can start making sure that they're treating young people the best that they can.
That's our reporter in Brisbane, Tim Swanston. And if this story has raised concerns for you or anyone you know, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.